Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Come on and give God praise wherever you are today. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, host of Daily Fire, Hot Manna for Your Soul, and Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is there is none like you. There is none glory like you, God. And we are in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 5 through 6. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to both podcasts live with me on Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern. When I'm live on Daily Fire, you can tune in by dialing 323-870-4180, and I welcome everyone tuned in with me right now. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Real Talk, Grown Folks Bible Study, where there is no topic off limits and I take your questions live on air, you can tune in by dialing that same number, 323-870-4180, or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. R-A-W-S as in Sam, I.O-R-G. Now, the best way to ensure that you don't miss any of this powerful word with me is to follow the podcast, and you do that by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You will receive a confirmation text as well as recordings of the teaching if you're unable to tune in live. So follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Now, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as my upcoming itinerary, the ability to send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, contact me for your events, let me know how this word is blessing you, as well as the ability to donate or sow a seed into Rossi Williams Ministries, is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in Isaiah chapter 45, verses 5 through 6, reading from the KJV. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun, and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Listen to it from the New International Version. I am the Lord, glory. And there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Come on and give God praise wherever you are for his word. What is our topic for today? Repeat it after me. There is none like you. Praise the Lord. There was a song that was released around 1992, and the artist is Lenny LeBlanc, and it is it's entitled "There Is None Like You," and the lyrics say, "There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you." Glory. And he repeats that, and then he says, "Your mercy flows like a river so wide, and healing comes from your hand. Suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you." And he just begins to repeat that refrain, that there is none like you. Glory. It's just touching you today. There is none like you, Lord. Think about what God has done in your life. There is none like you. Now, I'm not a singer, but I'm just going to give you the melody of that. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Think about that. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Think about what God has done. I can search for all eternity, Lord, hallelujah, and find there is none like you. There is none, hallelujah, there is none like you. Think about that. You can search, and I can search for all eternity. And throughout all eternity, and we will not find anybody who loves us like Jesus loves us, who heals us the way that he does, who holds us and consoles us in his arms like Jesus, who forgives us and has mercy on us like him. There is none like you. Glory. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verses 5 through 6 that I just read unto you, God was letting us know unequivocally that no matter what you do and where you go, no matter to whom you may try to compare him, including other gods, and I mean that with the little g, because God is the only God, so it is proper that he is the only one with the uppercase G, that you will not find one that you can compare unto him. I don't care if you search the whole world over and you search all of the religions and all of the philosophies and all of mythology, what you even find, even in their own religions, glory, is that none of those things even has a savior that has died and risen from the dead out of his own strength. Glory. So if you're going to follow someone, even if you don't believe any of them, but if you just had to choose one, would you not choose the one who at least says, "I have the power, glory, have resurrected myself"? Why serve a God who doesn't have any more power than you? Why pick a religion? Whether the leader, the person who's worshipped, died, it's known the person has died, and the person couldn't even raise himself, all he or she could do is just be the same as you. I don't ever want a leader, glory, who can't even say that he or she has the ability or has walked the walk or even at least has the faith to believe that they can do or lead me into more than what I believe I'm capable of doing on my own. There is none like him. He says that even when you fail to acknowledge me, I have strengthened you. Even when you were in a backslidden state, even when you were rebellious and disobedient, even when you left me, you doubted me, you turned against me, even when you allowed the trials and tribulations of life to come in and affect your faith adversely, even when you said you would no longer serve me because someone in your family was incarcerated or someone passed away just wanted me to step in like a genie where you rub my belly and get three wishes. You didn't have relationship with me, or you didn't want relationship with me, or you believed that because you had relationship with me, that somehow, glory, it was supposed to remove you from going through anything. Even when you fail to acknowledge me, I still strengthen you. Ah, there is none like me, he says. There's none like me. There is none other besides me. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible reminds us, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You see, we can't stop believing God because we encounter things. And God doesn't stop being God because we go through things. He said, there is none other. I am God. That everyone may know that from the rising of the sun, glory, until it goes to the place where it sets. You know how we say that. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. There is none like you, God. No one else can do what? The things that you do. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and I'll find that there is none like you. Brothers and sisters, I came to encourage you as we prepare to go into prayer, altar call, and then end with your task for today, to remain steadfast and unmovable in your faith, realizing that there is none like God. There is none like him. You can search all eternity for what you're looking for, what you want, what you desire, and you will still find there is nobody as powerful, no one as capable, no one as able, no one who can do it, no one is sovereign, no one is powerful, no other way maker, heart fixer, and mind regulator, no better doctor, no better lawyer. You will find no better mediator and no better judge, no better reconciliator and no better provider, no better intermediary, no better one position to answer you than God. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name. Father, we praise you today. Lord, we honor you. Our souls cry out, hallelujah. Our souls cry out, hallelujah. Our souls cry out, hallelujah to the King of Kings. The Lord of Lords, Jesus is your name. Now, Father, today we come asking the forgiveness of every sin. We ask, Lord, that you would wash us, that you would purge us, clean us, make us white as snow. Forgive our sin, Father. Heal our land. We come, Father, acknowledging that there is none like you. Lord, today we need you. We need you, God, to make ways and open doors. We need you, Lord, to just come in and rain down from heaven. Send down your latter rain. Send down your mercy. Your goodness, send down all that we need. You are that same God who answers prayer. And Father, we need you today. Hallelujah. Father, in our homes, we need you. In our schools, we need you. On our jobs, we need you. Lord, in the government, in the courtrooms, we need you. In the hospitals, Father, everywhere we go, we need you. Father, in every shelter, we need you. Our world needs you. Even in our churches, we need you, God. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. We need you, God. We can't make it without you. We never would have made it this far without what you've done. Because even in our rebelliousness, even in our disobedience, even in our doubt, you have still strengthened us. Now, Lord, I ask you just to bless everyone listening. Bless them going in and bless them going out. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Open doors, make ways, do what only you can do in ways that only you can do it. Strengthen their faith, strengthen their faith. Let them find worship and comfort and consolation in you. Assure us, Father, that you are God. Glory. And that beside you there is none other. In the name of Jesus, we receive. We worship, we love you, we adore you, we praise you, we honor you, Father. And we declare there is none like you. Oh, we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Jesus. We say hallelujah in your name, Lord. Amen. Come on and praise him. Come on and say there is none like you, God. Tell them like you mean it. There is none like you, God. Let me give the altar call and then we will end with our task for today. Keep on worshiping him. You can search all eternity. There's none like God. For those of you who are backslidden or who are unsaved, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that there is none like you, and I will worship you henceforth and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everyone just give God a shout of praise. Wherever you are, just praise him because there's none like him. Remember that being saved and staying saved includes having quality time with the Lord every day. So make sure you're in church, your Bible study, your Sunday school. Make sure you're involved and plugged in church in some kind of ministry so that the devil does not have your idle mind, okay, to come in and to confess. Make sure you're tuned in with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern or following so that you'll get the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you're tuned in to Bible study with me Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Do not forget to text the message DF to phone number 33222 today. And those of you who are already following, make sure you're sharing the word with at least one person every day. This is how you help encourage others and help win souls. When you get that text message, forward it to at least one person each day to bless souls and expand the kingdom of our Lord. Now, our topic for today is there is none like you. Ooh, don't you feel his presence wherever you are? Your task for today is to just worship God all day. Because when you worship and praise him, he inhabits your atmosphere. And that's when miracles begin to happen. That there is none like him. No matter what happens, remember, there is none like him. You're getting ready to see something you've never seen. I'll see you in the morning.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's gonna know. Get ready for overflow, 'cause I'm getting ready.